Title: Dark Pad Creation That Actually Works Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a dark pad for drum and bass in Ableton Live that actually works in a real track, not the kind of pad that sounds beautiful in solo, and then immediately turns your drop into a fobby mess the second you bring the drums and bass back in. The goal is simple: a pad that sets mood, fills the mids, feels wide and expensive, has movement, has a bit of grit, and most importantly leaves space for the kick, snare, and sub. We're doing it with only stock Ableton devices. Before we touch a synth, quick mindset check. In drum and bass, pads have a job. Usually one of two jobs. Job one is a mood bed, barely audible, mostly texture and reverb, like atmosphere. Job two is drop support, more mid presence, still behind drums and bass, but you actually feel it pushing the drop wider. If you don't decide the job, you'll fight the mix the entire time. For this lesson, we're building something that can do both with a couple tweaks. Step 0. Set up the session DNB ready. Set your tempo to somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Let's pick 174. Create a new MIDI track and name it PDAD. And here's the most important beginner habit. Load a simple drum loop and some kind of bass. Even placeholders. A basic rolling loop and a sub note is enough. Design the pad in context, because darkness and size are relative to what the drums and bass are doing. Also, quick gain staging tip that will save you later. Keep your pad layer levels sensible. Pads have long tails. If you're slamming the channel meter, your reverb and delay will smear, and you'll end up turning everything down and wondering why the groove feels weak. Aim for each pad layer peaking roughly around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS before you start bass effects. Quiet is fine. Pads are supposed to sit behind. Now, layer A, the body. This is the warm, filtered core. Drop Wavetable onto the PAD track. If it's not a plain patch, initialize the preset so we're starting clean. Let's set up the oscillators. Oscillator 1. Choose basic shapes. Go for something sine or triangle-ish, or a very soft saw. In Wavetable, that's basically moving the position toward a darker shape. Start around 20 to 35%. The more triangle you have, the darker and rounder it feels. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes, but slightly brighter than oscillator 1. Detune it by about plus 7 cents. Keep its level lower than osc 1, like 6 dB down. We want thickness, not buzz. Now unison. Turn on 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. Amount around 20 to 35%. In drum and bass, pads can't be so smeared that they fight the snare transient and make the drop feel blurry. Next, the amp envelope. This is what makes it actually behave like a pad. Attack, somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds. If you want it more cinematic, go slower. Decay, 3 to 6 seconds. Sustain, pull it down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. That keeps it from being a constant wall. Release, 2 to 5 seconds so it trails off smoothly. Now the key to dark, filtering. Set the filter type to LP24, low pass 24 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere around 350 to 900 Hz. Start at about 600. Resonance around 5 to 12%. We're not doing a whistle, we're doing a gentle focus. If there's drive in the filter section, you can add a touch, but we'll also add grit later with saturator. Now add just a tiny filter envelope movement, because static pads feel like wallpaper. Set the filter envelope amount around 5 to 15%. Attack of that envelope, 1 to 2 seconds. Decay, 4 to 8 seconds. Sustain, around 0 to 20%. Release, 2 to 4 seconds. What you're listening for is a slow bloom, like the pad opens slightly after the chord hits, then settles. That's the kind of movement that feels dark and expensive, not like a cheesy wobble. Cool. Now we're going to add motion after the synth in a controlled way. After Wavetable, add auto filter. Set auto filter to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Either is fine. 24 is deeper and darker. Set the frequency so it's barely affecting the tone at first. This is important. You want motion, not a special effect. Depending on your patch, that might be anywhere from about 700 Hz up to 2 kHz. Turn on the LFO, sync it, and set the rate to half a bar or 1 bar. Slow. Set the LFO amount small, like 5 to 12%. Phase at 0 degrees. Keep it simple. And listen with drums and bass. The goal is, the pad gently shifts but you never hear a wah-wah. If you notice the filter, it's too much. Here's a really practical trick. Do a reference filter sweep while the drums and bass play. Slowly move that low-pass cutoff. Stop at the point where the pad adds weight and space, but the snare still stays crisp, and you can still read the bass notes clearly. That stop point is your real cutoff. If you set cutoff in solo, you'll almost always land in the wrong place. Next, we add width without washing out the mix. Add chorus ensemble after auto filter. Pick chorus mode to start. Ensemble is hazier, but it can get too cloudy fast. Set the rate slow, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Depth or amount around 15 to 30%. Width, 120 to 160%. Mix, 15 to 30%. Now, if it starts sounding like 90s trance, that's not a vibe problem, that's a settings problem. Pull back the mix, then pull back depth. Also remember, width in the low end is a phase nightmare, but we'll protect that when we EQ the bus. That's layer A done. Now layer B, the texture layer. This is the air and the grit that makes the pad feel like it lives in a world, especially for jungle and darker rollers. Create a second MIDI track and name it PAD Texture. Put Wavitable on it. For this layer, we don't need big oscillators. Turn the main oscillators down and use the noise section in Wavitable. Pick a noise type that feels like air or dust or vinylish. The goal is not hiss, the goal is atmosphere that follows the chords. Now filter it with a bandpass. Use BP12. Set the frequency around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 20%. We're carving out a presence band that reads like texture without adding mud. This audio version is shortened for playback.